Hello everyone, my name is Elijah David, Minister of the 12th Hour Apostolic Seminary Congregation of God, 12th Hour Liberty Hill, Texas. Today is April 29, 2017, or as if 3/2/2021. We will start our first service on this Sabbath day with a song entitled, How Great Thou Art. Yamaya, when I in awesome wonder consider all the worlds the hands have made, I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, my thoughts around the universe display. This is my soul, must say, we are to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. This is my soul, must say, we are to thee. Great the heart. When through the wood and forest glades I wander, I hear a bird sing sweetly in the tree. When I look down from lofty mountain grandeur, and hear the brook, and feel the gentle breeze. It says, my soul, my Savior, I to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art. My soul, my Savior, yet to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art. And when I think that Yah, his Son, must spare me, to him to die, I scarce can take it in. There on the cross, my burden gladly bearing, he couldn't die to take away my sin. It saves my soul, my Savior, Yah to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. And save my soul, my Savior, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. And yes, when Yeshua shall come with a shout of acclamation and take me home, a joy shall fill my heart. And I shall bow in humble adoration and then proclaim my Yah, how great is my soul, my Savior, Yah to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. And save my soul, my Savior, Yah to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Gentiles, part 9, continue on our study. We're in Acts 13:23. That's where we ended our last study. We're going to continue now with verse 24. When John had first preached before his coming, the baptism repenteth unto all the people of Israel. And as John fulfilled his course, he said, Whom think ye that I am? I am not he, but behold, there comes one after me, whose shoes his feet I am not worthy to loose. Then, brethren, children of the stock of Abraham, and whosoever among you feareth Yahweh, unto you is the word of this salvation sent. For they that dwell at Yahrushim and their rulers, because they knew him not, nor yet the voices of the prophets, which are read every Sabbath day, they have fulfilled them in condemning him. And though they found no cause of death in him, yet desired the prophet that he should be slain. And when they had fulfilled all that was written of him, they took him down from the tree and laid him in a sepulcher. Yahweh raised him from the dead, and he was seen many days of them which came up with him from Galilee unto Jerusalem, who are his witnesses unto the people. And we declare unto you glad tidings, how that the promise which was made unto the fathers, Yahweh hath fulfilled, the same unto us, their children, in that he hath raised up Yahshua again, as it is also written in the second Psalm, Thou art my son, this day have I begotten thee. And as concerning that he raised him up from the dead, now no more to return unto corruption, he said on this wise, I will give you the sure mercies of David. Wherefore, he saith also in another Psalm, Thou shalt not suffer thine Holy One to see corruption. For David, after he had served his own generation by the will of Yahweh, fell on sleep, and was laid unto his fathers and saw corruption. But he whom Yahweh raised again saw no corruption. Be it known unto you, therefore, men and brethren, that through this man is preached unto you the forgiveness of sins. And by him all that believe are justified from all sins, all things, from which you could not be justified by the law of Moses. Beware lest that come upon you which is spoken of in the prophets. Behold, ye despisers, and wonder, and perish, for I work a work in your days, a work which you shall in no wise believe, though a man declare it unto you. And when the Jews were gone out of the synagogue, the Gentiles besought that these words might be preached unto them the next Sabbath. Now, when the congregation was broken up, many of the Jews and religious proselytes followed Paul and Barnabas, who, speaking unto them, persuaded them to continue in the grace of Yahweh. And the next Sabbath day came almost the whole city together to hear the word of Yahweh. But when the Jews saw... Okay, now let's back up to verse 42 again. And when the Jews were gone out of the synagogue, the Gentiles besought that these words might be preached unto them the next Sabbath. Okay. And verse 44, and the next Sabbath day came almost the whole city together to hear the word of the Yahweh. But when the Jews saw the multitude, they were filled with envy and spake against those things which were spoken by the Paul, contradicting and blaspheming. Then Paul and Barnabas waxed bold and said, It was necessary that the word of Yahweh should first have been spoken unto you. But seeing you put it from you and judge yourselves unworthy of the everlasting life, lo, we turn unto the Gentiles. For so hath Yahweh commanded this, saying, I have set thee to be a light of the Gentiles, that thou shouldest be for salvation unto the ends of the earth. And when the Gentiles heard this, they were glad and glorified the word of Yahweh. And as many as were ordained unto eternal life believed. And the word of the Yahweh was published throughout all the region. But the Jews stirred up the devout and honorable women and the chief men of the city and raised persecution against Paul and Barnabas and expelled them out of their coast. But they shook off the dust their feet against them and came unto Iconium, and the disciples were filled with the joy and with the Holy Spirit. Here we are, Holy Ghost, Holy Spirit again. Okay, that's the end of chapter 13. Let's see whether the next chapter is 14. Verse 1, and it came to pass in Iconium that they went both together into the synagogue of the Jews, and so spake that a great multitude, both the Jews and also of the Greeks, believed. But the unbelieving Jews stirred up the Gentiles and made their minds evil affected against the brethren. Long time therefore abode they speaking boldly in the Yeshua, which gave testimony unto the word of his grace and granted signs and wonders to be done by their hands. But the multitude of the city was divided, and part held with the Jews and part with the apostles. And when there was an assault made both of the Gentiles and also the Jews with their rulers to use them despitefully and to stone them, they were aware of it and fled into Lystra and Derbe, cities of Lycaonia, and unto the region that lies round about. And there they preached the gospel. There sat a certain man at Lystra, impotent in his feet, being a cripple from his mother's womb, who never had walked. The same heard Paul speak, who steadfastly beholding him, and perceiving that he had faith to be healed, said with a loud voice, "Stand upright on thy feet." And he leaped and walked. Now get this right here. Says, the same heard Paul speak, who steadfastly beholding him and perceiving that he had faith to be healed. He had perceived that he had the faith to be healed. Says the loud voice, "Stand up upright on your feet." And he leaped and walked. And when the people saw what Paul had done, they lifted up their voices, saying in the speech of Lycaonia, "The gods have come down on us in the likeness of men." And they called Barnabas Jupiter and Paul Mercurius, and because he was the chief speaker. Then the priest of Jupiter, which was before their city, brought oxen and garlands unto the gates, and would have done sacrifice with the people, which when the apostles Barnabas and Paul heard of, they rent their clothes and ran in among the people, crying out and saying, "Sir, why do ye these things? We also are men of like passions with you, and preach unto you that ye should turn from these vanities unto the living Elohim, which made heaven and earth and the sea and all things that are therein, who in times past suffered all nations to walk in their own way. Nevertheless, he left not himself without witness, in that he did good and gave us rain from heaven and fruitful seasons, filling our hearts with good and granite. And with these sayings, they scarce restrained they the people, that they had not done sacrifice unto them. And there came thither certain Jews from Antioch and Iconium, who persuaded the people, and having stoned Paul, drew him out of the city, supposing he had been dead. Howbeit, as the disciples stood round about him, he rose up and came into the city, and the next day he departed with Barnabas and Derbe. And when they had preached the gospel to that city, and had taught many, they returned again unto Lystra, and to Iconium and Antioch, confirming the souls of the disciples, and exhorting them to continue the faith, and that we must through much tribulation enter into the kingdom of Yahweh. Did you get that? Through much tribulation enter into the kingdom of the Yahweh. Okay, it says, and when they had ordained them elders in every church and had prayed with fasting, they commended them unto Yahweh on whom they believed. And as they had passed throughout Pisidia, they came to Pamphylia, and when they had preached the word in Perga, they went down into Attalia, and thence there to Antioch, from whence they had been recommended unto the grace of the Yahweh for the work which they fulfilled. And when they were come and had gathered the church together, they rehearsed all that Yahweh had done with them, and how he had opened the door of the faith unto the Gentiles. And there they abode a long time with the disciples. Okay, then in chapter 14. And actually, this is our next chapter, would be 15. And certain men which came down from Judea taught the brethren and said, except ye be circumcised after the manner of Moses, ye cannot be saved. And therefore Paul and Barnabas had no small dissension and disputation with them. They determined that Paul and Barnabas and certain other of them should go up unto Jerusalem unto the apostles and elders about this question. And being brought on their way by the church, they passed through Phoenicia and Samaria, declaring the conversation of the Gentiles, and they caused great joy unto all the brethren. And when they were come to Jerusalem, they were received of the church and of the apostles and elders, and they declared all things that Yahweh had done with them. But there arose up certain of the sect of the Pharisees, which believed them, that it was needful to circumcise them, and to command them to keep the law of Moses. And the apostles and elders came together for a to consider of this matter, and when there had been much disputing, Peter rose up and said unto them, men and brethren, you know how that a good while ago Yahweh made choice among us, that the Gentiles by my mouth should hear the word of the gospel and believe. And Yahweh, which knoweth the hearts, bear them witness, giving them the Holy Spirit. This said the Holy Ghost again, but it's the Holy Spirit. Even as he did unto us, and put no difference between us and them, purifying their hearts by the faith in the blood of the everlasting covenant, I added the last part. Now therefore, why tempt ye Yahweh to put a yoke upon the neck of the disciples, which neither our fathers nor we were able to bear? But we believe that through the grace of the Savior Yeshua the Messiah, we shall be saved even as they. And all the multitude kept silence and gave audience unto Barnabas and Paul, declaring what miracles and wonders of Yahweh had wrought among the Gentiles by them. And after they had held their peace, James answered, saying, men and brethren, hearken unto me. Simeon hath declared how Yahweh at the first did visit the Gentiles to take out of them a people for his name. And unto this agree the words of the prophets as it is written. After this I will return and will build again the tabernacle of David, which is fallen down, and I will build again the ruins thereof, and I will set it up, that the residue of men might seek after the Yahweh, and all the Gentiles of whom my name is called, saith the Yeshua, who doeth all these things. Known unto Yahweh are all his works from the beginning of the world. Wherefore my sentence is that we trouble not them which from among the Gentiles are turned unto Yahweh, but that we write unto them that they abstain from pollutions of idols, and from fornication, and from things strangled, and from blood. For Moses of old time hath in every city them that preach him, being read in the synagogues every Sabbath day. Then pleaseth the apostles and elders, let the whole church to send chosen men of their own company unto Antioch, with Paul and Barnabas, namely Judas, surnamed Barsabbas, and Silas, chief men among the brethren. And they wrote letters by them after this manner, the apostles and elders and brethren send greetings unto the brethren which are of the Gentiles, and Antioch and Syria and Cilicia. Cilicia. For as much as we have heard, that certain which went out from us have troubled you with words subverting your soul, saying, ye must be circumcised and keep the law, to whom we gave no such commandment. It seemed good unto us, being assembled with one accord, to send chosen men unto you with our beloved Barnabas and Paul, men that have hazarded their lives for the name of our Savior, Yeshua the Messiah. We have sent therefore Judas and Silas, who shall also tell you things by mouth. For it seemed good to the Holy Spirit and to us to lay upon you no greater burden than these necessary things, that you abstain from meats offered unto idols, and from blood, and from things strangled, and from fornication, from which if you keep yourself, you shall be well. Fare you well. So when they were dismissed, they came unto Antioch, and when they had gathered the multitude together, they delivered the epistle, which when they had read, they rejoiced for the consolation, and Judas and Silas, being prophets also themselves, exhorted the brethren with many words and confirmed them. And after they had tarried there a space, they were let go in peace from the brethren unto the apostles. Notwithstanding, it pleased Silas to abide there still. Paul also and Barnabas continued in Antioch, teaching and preaching the word of Yahweh, with many others also. And Silas and Timothy joined Paul, verse 36. And some days after, Paul said unto Barnabas, let us go again and visit our brethren in every city where we have preached the word of Yahweh, and see how they do. And Barnabas determined to take with them John, whose surname was Mark. But Paul thought not good to take him with them, who departed from them from Pamphylia, and went not with them to the work. And the contention was so sharp between them that they departed sundered one from the other. And so Barnabas took Mark and sailed unto Cyprus. And Paul chose Silas and departed, being recommended by the brethren unto the grace of Yahweh. And he went through Syria and Cilicia, confirming the churches. Okay, Acts chapter 16, verse 1. Then came he to Derbe and Lystra, and behold, a certain disciple was there named Timothy, the son of a certain woman, which was a Jewish, and believed, but his father was a Greek, which was well reported of by the brethren that were at Lystra and Iconium. Him would Paul have to go forth with him and circumcise him because of the Jews which were in those quarters, for they knew all that his father was a Greek. And as they went through the cities, they delivered them the decrees for to keep that were ordained of the apostles and elders which were at Jerusalem. And so were the churches established in the faith of the new and living way. I added that in the blood of the everlasting covenant. They were established in the faith of the ordained system of the true worship of the sanctuary, and increased in the number daily. And when they had gone throughout Pergia and the region of Galatia, and were forbidden of the Holy Spirit to preach the word in Asia, after they were come to Mysia, they essayed to go into Bithynia, but the Spirit suffered them not. And they, passing by Mysia, came down unto Troas. And a vision appeared unto Paul in the night. There stood a man of Macedonia, and prayed him, saying, come over into Macedonia and help us. And after he had seen the vision immediately, we endeavored to go into Macedonia, the surely gathering that Yahweh had called us for to preach the gospel unto them. The conversion of Lydia, therefore, losing from the Troas, we came with a straight course to Samothracia, and the next day to Neapolis, and from thence to Philippi, which is the chief city of that part of the Macedonia, and a colony, and we were in that city abiding certain days. And on the Sabbath we went out of the city by a riverside where prayer was wont to be made, and we sat down and spake unto the women which resorted thither. And a certain woman named Lydia, a seller of purple, of the city of Thyatira, which worshipped Yahweh, heard us, whose heart the Yahweh opened, that she attended unto the things which were spoken of Paul. And when she was baptized in her household, she besought us, saying, If you have judged me to be faithful unto the Yahweh, come into my house and abide there. And she constrained us. And it came to pass, as we went to prayer, a certain damsel, possessed with the spirit of the divination, met us, which brought her masters much gain by soothsaying. The same followed Paul and us, and cried, saying, These men are the servants of the Most High Yahweh, which show unto us the way of salvation. And this did she many days, but Paul, being grieved, turned and said unto the Spirit, I command thee in the name of the Yahshua Messiah to come out of her. And he came out the same hour. And when her master saw that the hope of their gains was gone, they caught Paul and Silas and drew them into the marketplace unto the rulers, and brought them to the magistrates, saying, These men, being Jews, do exceedingly trouble our city, and teach customs which are not lawful for us to receive. Neither to observe being Romans, and the multitude rose up together against them, and the magistrates rent off their clothes and commanded to beat them. And when they had laid many stripes upon them, they cast them into prison, charging the jailer to keep them safely. Who, having received such a charge, thrust them into the inner prison and made their feet fast in the stocks. The keeper of the prison is converted. Verse 25. And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praise unto Yahweh, and the prisoners heard them. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundation of the prison were shaken, and immediately all the doors were opened, and everyone's bands were loosed. And the keeper of the prison, awakening out of his sleep, and seeing the prison doors open, he drew out his sword and would have killed himself, supposing that the prisoners had been fled. But Paul cried with a loud voice, saying, Do thyself no harm, for we are all here. And he called for a light and sprang up, and sprang in, and came trembling, and fell down before Paul and Silas, and brought them out, and said, Sirs, what must I do to be saved? And they said, Believe on the Savior Yahshua the Messiah, and thou shalt be saved, and thy house. And they spake unto him the word of Yahshua, and unto all that were in his house. And he took them the same hour of the night, and washed his stripes, and was baptized, he and all his house, straightway. And when he had brought them into his house, he set meat before them, and rejoiced in believing in Yahweh with all his house. And when it was day, the magistrates sent the sergeants, saying, Let those men go. And the keeper of the prison told this, saying unto Paul, The magistrate has set to let you go. Now, therefore, depart and go in peace. But Paul said unto them, They have beaten us openly, uncondemned, in Romans, and have cast us into prison. And now they do thrust us out privately, Nay, verily, but let them come themselves and fetch us out. And the sergeants told them these words unto the magistrate, and they feared when they heard that there were Romans. And they came and sought them and brought them out and desired them to depart out of the city. And they went out of the prison and entered into the house of Lydia. And when they had seen the brethren, they comforted them and departed. End of chapter 16. Let's go right on into chapter 17. Now when they had passed through Amphipolis and Apollonia, they came to Thessalonica, where was a synagogue of the Jews. And Paul, as his manner was, went in unto them, and three Sabbath days reasoned with them out of the Scriptures, opening and alleging that Yahshua must needs have suffered and risen again from the dead, and that this Yahshua whom I preach unto you is the very Messiah. And some of them believed and consorted with Paul and Silas, and other devout Greeks, as a great multitude, and of the chief women not a few. But the Jews, which believed not, moved with envy, took unto them certain lewd fellows of the baser sort, and gathered a company, and set all the city on an uproar, and assaulted the house of Jason, and sought to bring them out to the people. And when they found them not, they drew Jason and certain brethren unto the rulers of the city, crying, "These that have turned the world upside down are come hither also, whom Jason hath received. And these all do contrary unto the decrees of Caesar, saying that there is another king, one Yahshua." And they troubled the people and the rulers of the city when they heard these things. And when they had taken security of Jason and of the others, they let them go. Paul at Berea and Athens. And the brethren immediately sent away Paul and Silas by the night unto Berea, who coming thither went into the synagogue of the Jews. These were more noble than those in Thessalonica, in that they received the word with all readiness of mind, and searched the Scriptures daily whether those things were so. Therefore many of them believed also of the honorable women, which were Greeks, and of men not a few. But when the Jews of the Thessalonica had acknowledged that the word of Yahweh was preached to Paul at Berea, they came thither also and stirred up the people. And then immediately the brethren sent away Paul to go as it were to the sea, but Silas and Timothy abode there still. And they that conducted Paul brought him unto Athens, and receiving a commandment unto Silas and Timothy for to come to him with all speed, they departed. Now while Paul waited for them at Athens, his spirit was stirred in him when he saw the city wholly given unto idolatry. Yeah, therefore disputed he in the synagogue with the Jews and with the devout persons, and in the market daily with them that met with him. And certain philosophers of the Epicureans and of the Stoics encountered him, and some said, "What will this babbler say?" Others, he seemeth to be a sitter forth of the strange God, because he preached unto them Yeshua and the resurrection. And they took him and brought him unto Areopagus, saying, "May we know what this new doctrine whereof thou speakest is? For thou bringest certain strange things to our ears. We would know therefore what these things mean." For all the Athenians and strangers which were there spent their time in nothing else but either to tell or to hear something new. Then Paul stood in the midst of Mars Hill and said, "Ye men of Athens, I perceive that in all things ye are too superstitious. For as I passed by and beheld your devotion, I found an altar with this inscription, unto the unknown Yahweh, whom therefore you ignorantly worship, him declare I unto you. Yahweh that made the world and all things therein, seeing that he is the Elohim of the heaven and earth, dwelleth not in temples made with hands, neither is worship of men's hands, as though he needed anything, seeing he giveth unto all life and breath and all things, and hath made of one blood all nations of men, for to dwell on all the face of the earth, and hath determined the times before appointed, and the bounds of their habitations, that they should seek the Yahweh, if happy they might feel after him and find him, though he be not far from every one of us. For in him we live and move and have our being, as certain also of your own poets have said, for we are also his offspring. For as much then as we are the offspring of the Yahweh, we ought not to think that the Elohim head is like unto gold or silver or stone, given by the art and man's device, and the times of this ignorance Yahweh winked at, but now commandeth all men everywhere to repent, because he hath appointed a day in which he will judge the world and the righteousness. He hath appointed a day. Okay, it's very key. By that man whom he hath ordained, whereof he hath given assurance unto all men, and that he hath raised him from the dead. This is Yahshua, his son. And when they heard of the resurrection of the dead, some mocked, and others said, "We will hear thee again of this matter." So Paul departed from among them, howbeit certain men clave unto him, and believed among the which was Dionysus, the Areopagite, and a woman named Damaris, and others with them. Okay, end of chapter 17 of Acts. We're going to go right on into chapter 18. It says, "After these things, Paul departed from Athens and came unto Corinth, and found a certain Jew named Aquila, born in Pontus, lately come from Italy with his wife Priscilla, because that Claudius had commanded all Jews to depart from Rome, and came unto them, and because he was of the same craft, he abode with them, and wrought by their occupation, they were tent makers. And he reasoned in the synagogue every Sabbath, and persuaded the Jews and the Greeks. And when Silas and Timothy were come from Macedonia, Paul was pressed in the spirit and testified unto the Jews that Yahshua was the Messiah. And when they opposed themselves and blasphemed, he shook his raiment and said unto them, 'Your blood be upon your own heads. I am clean; from henceforth I will go unto the Gentiles.' And he departed thence and entered into a certain man's house named Justus, one that worshipped Yahweh, whose house joined hard unto the synagogue. And Crispus, the chief ruler of the synagogue, believed on Yahshua with all his house, and many of the Corinthians hearing believed and were baptized. Then spake Yahshua unto Paul in the night by a vision, 'Be not afraid, but speak and hold not thy peace.'" Okay. So this is Yahshua talking, "For I am with thee, and no man shall sit on thee to hurt thee, for I have much people in this city." And he continued there a year and 6 months, teaching the word of Yahweh among them. And when Galileo was the deputy of Arcadia, the Jews made insurrection with one accord against Paul and brought him to the judgment seat, saying, "This fellow persuadeth men to worship Yahweh contrary unto the law." And when Paul was now about to open his mouth, Galileo said unto the Jews, "If it were a matter of wrong or wickedly, lewdness, O ye Jews, reason would that I should bear with you. But if it be a question of words and names and of your law, look ye to it, for I will be no judge of such matters." Now here it is right here. This Galileo, the judge, he's telling these Jews that are falsely accusing Paul of teaching contrary to the law of Yahweh. He was teaching contrary to their made-up 613 additional laws that they added to the law of Moses. That was what he was preaching contrary to, not the law of Moses. And the Jews, the Pharisees, and Sadducees try to insist that their additional precepts and statutes and judgments overruled the law of Moses and the law of Yahshua, which is the same thing as the law of Moses. And he drave them from the judgment seat. And all the Greeks took Sosthenes, the chief ruler of the synagogue, and beat him before the judgment seat. And Galileo cared for none of those things. And Paul, after this, tarried there yet a good while, and then took his leave of the brethren, and sailed thence into Syria, and with him Priscilla and Aquila, having shorn his head in Cenchrea, for he had a vow. And he came to Ephesus and left them there, but he himself entered into the synagogue and reasoned with the Jews. When they desired him to tarry a longer time with them, he consented not, but bade them farewell, saying, "I must by all means keep this feast that cometh in Jerusalem, but I will return again unto you, if Yahweh will." And he sailed from Ephesus. And when he had landed at Caesarea and gone up and saluted the church, he went down unto Antioch. And after he had spent some time there, he departed and went over all the country of Galatia and Phrygia in order, strengthening all the disciples. And a certain Jew named Apollos, born at Alexandria, an eloquent man and mighty in the scriptures, came unto Ephesus. This man was instructed in the way of the Yahshua, and being fervent in the spirit, he spake and taught diligently the things of the Yahshua, knowing only the baptism of John. And he began to speak boldly in the synagogue, whom when Aquila and Priscilla had heard, they took him unto them, and expounded unto him the way of the Yahweh more perfectly. And when he was disposed to pass into Arcadia, the brethren wrote exhorting the disciples to receive him, who, when he was come, helped them much which had believed through the grace. For he mightily convinced the Jews, and that publicly, showing by the scriptures that Yahshua was the Messiah. He was the Savior, in other words. Okay, that ends Acts chapter 18. What are we learning with our series on the Gentiles? Number one, we are learning that Yahweh's ministers have to be filled with the Holy Spirit, and they have to be free from sin. after completely have overcome sin in every form, shape, and fashion. And so they can be filled, and this being filled with the Holy Spirit comes after, on the day of Pentecost and after. Now we say we're looking for the antitypical Pentecost, and we are indeed looking for it, when the 144,000 will appear. But you know what? Since we've already had the typical Pentecost, which is our type, we can now, every year since we have restored the creation calendar and put the sanctuary system, the ordained system of true worship back into operation, with the observing all the holy, there's no reason why we can't come into perfection now. Total holiness and perfection. And when we do this, by being faithful with our daily, the 9 o'clock and the 3 o'clock, the sacred hours of the day, first and foremost, has to be performed every day by Yahweh's leadership. And when that happens, He is going to move upon the hearts of people that do this, and He's going to perfect them. And when the day of Pentecost comes, He's going to give them a special manifestation of the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, that they can accomplish these great works that has to be done for the Gentiles. And so, Jeff White, you are right in going to the Gentiles, because I'm going to the Gentiles. Adventists are sitting on the back burner right now. They are to be dealt with yet in the future. But when the Gentile starts coming in, then you're going to see these Adventists start coming to your meetings, and when they do, they're going to, when you see these Gentiles coming in, then the Adventists are going to provoke them to emulation, and they are going to start coming in also. But these won't be the 144,000. You're going to have the 144,000 come forth first. You're going to have them come forth in the near future. We're going out and planting seed among the Gentiles right now, but it's not time for the Gentiles to come in, according to the nations and the multitudes. They are getting ready. Yes, they're getting ready. But we have to first have the 144,000. And then we launch out from there and go to all the Gentile nations. It will be the second onslaught to go out into the world. But right now, we're going and plant seed among the Gentiles. And this alone will provoke, once they see the Gentiles responding and coming in now, then it'll provoke a response among the Adventists to start looking, what's going on here? Are we missing something? And then one day when the 144,000 comes forth, because the people that are being attracted now to the kingdom are attracted to the everlasting kingdom of David, and they're going to be attracted to this area here once my wife and I come into full healing and perfection, and we're striving real hard to get that done this year in 2017, and we're striving every day. Having said all that, let's just continue reading. Actually, chapter 21 of Acts would give us the next Gentiles word, but we're going to go ahead and connect all the chapters up together. 19 and 20, we're going to go. We're going to start now with chapter 19, verse 1. And it came to pass that while Apollos was at Corinth, Paul, having passed through the upper coast, came unto Ephesus, and finding certain disciples, he said unto them, Have you received the Holy Spirit since you believed? Now this is important here. He says, and they said unto him, We have not so much as heard whether there be any Holy Spirit. Now let's go back and read that, starting with verse 1 again. Now let's let's try to get a clearer concept of what's going on here. And it came to pass that while Apollos was at Corinth, Paul, having passed through the upper coast, came unto Ephesus, and finding certain disciples, he said unto them, Have you received the Holy Spirit since you believed? Now, who are these disciples? These are Gentiles. Disciples. They have believed the word. Apollos also was a mighty man in the scriptures. And apparently he was probably the one responsible for causing these Gentiles here at Ephesus to believe. But he didn't tell them that they had to be anointed with the Holy Spirit, receive the power of the Pentecostal Holy Spirit. And they said unto Paul, these converted Gentiles, We have not so much as heard whether there be any Holy Spirit. It says any Holy Ghost here, but we know what we're talking about. We're talking about the Holy Spirit of Yahweh. And he said unto them, Unto what then were you baptized? They said, Unto John's baptism. Then said Paul, John verily baptized with the baptism of repentance, saying unto the people that they should believe on him which should come after him, that is, on the Yeshua Messiah. So what did John baptize unto? Repentance. Okay. When they heard this, they were baptized in the name of Yeshua Messiah. So you see, they were believers. Apollos made them a believers by bringing the message to them, the truth to them. But he didn't tell them they had to be baptized under repentance in order to receive the Holy Spirit. And now in Acts 19, verse 6, And when Paul had laid his hands upon them, the Holy Spirit came on them, and they spake with tongues and prophesied. And all the men were about 12. Okay, now look at this. All these men that Paul laid hands on and received the Holy Spirit was about 12. Well, Paul was the 12th apostle of the original 11. He was added to the original 11 of the disciples that Yahshua had chosen, and they were all Jews. Now here we have 12 Gentile disciples that now are commissioned with the Holy Spirit. Let's look at this. Acts 19, verse 8, And he went into the synagogue and spake boldly for the space of 3 months, disputing and persuading the things concerning of the kingdom of the Yahweh. You can also say the kingdom of the David, the kingdom of the heaven, the kingdom of the Yahshua. It's all one and the same. But when divers were hardened and believed not, but spake evil of that way before the multitude, he departed from them and separated the disciples, the 12 Gentile disciples that he had just anointed with the laying on of the hands and giving them the transferring the power of the Holy Spirit unto them. So he separated the disciples, disputing daily in the school of one Tyrannus. And this continued by the space of 2 years, so that all they which dwelt in Asia heard the word of the Yeshua Messiah, both Jews and Greeks. Now Paul separated those 12 disciples of the Gentiles, and now he spends 2 years with them in that area, training them. Training those 12 Gentile disciples. Folks, how read us out? We are lazy in reading the scriptures. We need to read these scriptures, every word, from Genesis to Revelation. And Yahweh wrought special miracles by the hand of Paul, so that from his body were brought in unto the sick handkerchiefs or aprons, and the diseases departed from them, and the evil spirits went out of them. So now you see what happens when you have an anointed, purified ministry? When you come into perfect harmony with heaven, then certain of the vagabond Jews, exorcists, took upon them to call over them, which had evil spirits. Okay. The name of the Yahshua Messiah said, "We adjure you by Yahshua, whom Paul preached." And there were seven sons of one Sceva, a Jew, and chief of the priests, which did so. And the evil spirit answered and said, "Yahshua I know, and Paul I know, but who are you?" And the man in whom the evil spirit was leaped on them and overcame them and prevailed against them, so that they fled out of that house naked and wounded. And this was known unto all the Jews and Greeks also dwelling at Ephesus, and fear fell on them all, and the name of Yahshua Messiah was magnified. And many that believed came and confessed and showed their deeds. Many of them also, which used curious arts, brought their books together and burned them before all men, and they counted the price of them and found it 50,000 pieces of silver. And that's worth a lot of money today. So mightily grew the word of Yahweh and prevailed. After these things were ended, Paul purposed in the Spirit, when he had passed through Macedonia and Achaia, to go unto Jerusalem, saying, "After I have been there, I must also see Rome." So he sent into Macedonia two of them that ministered unto him, Timothy and Erastus, but he himself stayed in Asia for a season. And the same time there arose no small stir about that way, for a certain man named Demetrius, a silversmith, which made silver shrines for Diana, brought no small gain unto the craftsmen, whom he called together with the workmen of the like occupation, and said, "Sirs, you know that by this craft we have our wealth. Moreover, you see and hear that not alone at Ephesus, but almost throughout all Asia, this Paul hath persuaded and turned away much people, saying that they be no gods which are made with hands, so that not only this our craft is in danger to be set at naught, but also that the temple of the great goddess Diana should be despised and her magnificence should be destroyed, whom all Asia and the world worshipeth." And when they heard these sayings, they were full of the wrath and cried out, saying, "Great is Diana of the Ephesians." And the holy city was filled with the confusion. And having caught Gaius and Aristarchus, men of Macedonia, Paul's companions in travel, they rushed with one accord into the theater. And Paul would have entered in unto the people, the disciples suffered him not. And certain of the chief of the Asia, which were his friends, sent unto him, desiring him that he would not adventure himself into the theater. Some therefore cried one thing and another, and some another, for the assembly was confused, and the more part knew not wherefore they were come together. And they drew Alexander out of the multitude, the Jews putting him forward, and Alexander beckoned with the hand, and would have made his defense unto the people. But when they knew that he was a Jew, see, here it is, right here. These are Gentiles that are being stirred up against the Jews. All with one voice, about the space of 2 hours, cried out, "Great is Diana of the Ephesians." And when the town clerk had appeased the people, he said, "Ye men of Ephesus, what man is there that knoweth not how that the city of the Ephesians is a worshipper of the great goddess Diana, and of the image which fell down from Jupiter?" seeing then that these things cannot be spoken again, you ought to be quiet and to do nothing rashly. For you have brought hither these men, which are neither robbers of churches, nor yet blasphemers of your goddess. Wherefore, if Demetrius and the craftsmen which are with him have a matter against any man, the law is open, and there are deputies. Let them plead one another. But if you inquire anything concerning other matters, it shall be determined in a lawful assembly. For we are in danger unto to be called and questioned for this day's uproar, there being no cause whereby we may give an account of this concourse. And when he had thus spoken, he dismissed the assembly. This brings the close of our study this hour. Contact us at the 11th hour call. That's number 11, click on our audio archive. We're going to close this service now with a song. Who at my door standing? Who at my door is standing, patiently drawing near, entrance within demanding, whose is the voice I hear? Sweetly the tongues are falling, open the door for me. If thou wilt heed my calling, I will abide with thee. All through the dark hours dreary, knocking again is he. Joshua, art thou not weary, waiting so long for me? Sweetly the tongues are falling, open the door for me. If thou wilt heed my calling, I will abide with thee. Door of my heart I hasten, evil I hope and wise. Though he rebuke and chasten, he shall with me abide. Sweetly the tongues are falling, open the door for me. If thou wilt heed my calling, I will abide with thee.